In the Cultural Center's atrium, Ben Hsu is elevated 10 feet in the air by a motorized scaffolding so he can work on the details of his drawing of the state capitol and landscapes filled with wind turbines. These are a few of the Iowa scenes on a 14 by 12 feet tall painting. Last spring, Ben was one of many artists to submit a sketch for a mural, and board officials selected his to be brought to life during the fair for a stipend of $2,500.
The stipend spells out that I will provide a high-quality mural, that I'll work on at a minimum of 2 hours a day. That's pretty much all the contract spells out.
Ben's average number of hours a day is well past the two-hour minimum. In the first weekend of the fair, most of the thousands of people coming through the building are surprised to see his work in progress. Ben says he likes painting in a public space because it tends to inspire creativity in others, especially those who don't think of themselves as an artist.
Art was never something I actually thought about until I started at Grandview and transferred over from and went into graphic design. So accessibility to something that I have a passion for is important to me because there's a lot of people who may not have realized their potential to do something similarly.
A few feet away from the canvas are benches for people to relax while they watch Ben work.
There's just something everywhere you look in that mural that just draws you into different parts of it.
Alan Druce from Council Bluffs sits down to take in the details. He notices the state flower and the High Trestle Trail Bridge, but he says he isn't able to see these objects the same way the artist does.
I'm partly color impaired, but looking at all of the art together and the different scenes, the way that they blend and fold together, to me is fascinating.
Alan doesn't know this, but Ben deliberately blends colors to make all of his paintings colorblind friendly.
So if you have identifiable contrast from one plane to another, then people can decipher the change in planes, and then that will actually help them recognize the subject matter. So if you have some harsh black line placement to identify an edge, and then from there you actually tone it down a little bit, but then you have a definitive change in color, whether it goes from green to purple or something, if that's a strong enough contrast, then there's going to be a grayscale change.
To make a living, Ben depends on people buying his artwork, but he doesn't want to sell this mural. He says it should permanently stay on the grounds of the state fair.
Just because I think it's one of those things that people I've interacted with, even the people who have no knowledge of who I am personally, just to hear their response and how it means something to them tells me that it's doing exactly what I designed it to do, and that's create interaction and hopefully drive conversation.
While the painting looks like it is almost done, Ben says he could keep working on the details of the barns, hills, skylines, and cattle for weeks. But on Sunday, he'll have to walk away and say goodbye to his newest work of art. From the State Fair, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.